bit more tonight?
I think we're not really in the business of comparing us to another team. You know, we're more focused on what we bring. We're not going into these games waiting for, the other team to make a move or waiting for how they're going to respond. We're not even thinking about that at all. We're focused on the energy and the pace that we're going to bring, and we don't really care what the other team's doing as far as their desperation or urgency. We need to make sure that we bring it, and felt as though we brought that desperation tonight.
So that said, with these games building up, how have you felt about your team's compete level?
It's been there. I mean, you look at the road trip. We could have arguably could have won. All the games. I mean, we came back in St. Louis, losing that one in a heartbreaker, and just the way the rest of them went, it was kind of tough. Florida, we didn't really generate much, but I felt like we were still in it. We finished it off strong in Tampa, and then now I think we carried it over in tonight. So, it's on us right now to, nice rematch against St. Louis coming up here. So we're gonna have a great day tomorrow in practice and get ready for that. Thanks.
Drew, was there a moment somewhere last week after the St. Louis game or the Florida game where it didn't go your way that some of the more veteran guys around here just, sort of decided to take a little bit of charge? I mean, your line seems to be really moving into that role here the last game and this game here.
Yeah, I think, there's not necessarily just veteran guys. I mean, you look at, some of the younger guys that are playing a huge role in this. You look at Lowry, you look at Scheifele. I mean, those two 21-year-old centers, 22-year-old centers, and, you're asking a lot of them. And, especially that pivot role against some of these, bigger teams, that's a huge role for them. So, you're going to get, Andrew Ladd going. You're going to get Blake Wheeler. You know that they're going to show up. But I think I've been more impressed as a group, total. Everyone's been going, and we were on the wrong side of a luck on a couple of those games, especially in St. Louis there. But we moved past that, and I felt as though we finished the road trip real strong. We were able to carry that over time.
Would you say if you've had, since you've arrived here, had some kind of discovery about maybe an extra element you didn't know about Blake Wheeler since you've joined this team?
I've known him for quite a while. I have known the type of player he is, and his personality. So it's not really much of a surprise. I think playing with him, you definitely have an extra appreciation of he's a heck of a player, and I'm just trying to ride this wave as much as I can, playing with guys like him and Scheifele. I feel as though we have some great chemistry, and he's like I said, he's fun to watch. He's an exciting player, and he's been clutch lately. Same with Scheife. He's been a lot of asked of him, especially with some of our bodies out of the lineup, and I think they've stepped up for sure.
How happy were you? Like that, a kind of a lucky poke, and Wheeler gets it in there.
Yeah, I think was trying to get the puck, stay on the puck down low before Stalock was able to cover it, and was able to get a little bit of a lucky break there, and just try to get it quick around, and you got to give credit to Wheels for staying in front, and that was kind of our game plan tonight, just getting pucks on net and making sure we're getting bodies there, and a few of our goals resulted in that, just getting pucks on net and getting the breaks.